I like a guy that like strong, like
Muscles.
yeah, like can like
Pick you up and throw you against a wall and f your brains out.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda.
It's Sophia. Today we have Sophia Hodes. She is one of the most creative people. She has like a brilliant mind. I can't even explain it. She is by far the most creative person I've ever met. She's
you can
incredible.
Tell by her outfit today, even
She's
too.
She's just so crazy.
For our listeners, we got like a flannel with a crop top underneath, but very unique, not your traditional looks.
It.
Very vintage.
I'm a vintage girl.
Yeah,
sure.
I love that though.
She's just like one of the dopest people ever. Yeah. So I want her on because she is a dope business woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's successful and also creative and very unique. And she does jackets, and her brand is like doing jackets for a lot of celebrities,
custom.
Influencers, custom. And yeah, so tell us about yourself. What is it that you do?
How'd you get into fashion?
Well, I've been in fashion since I was like 15. I started working at, my first job ever was Limited 2.
Oh, Limited 2.
You remember. Do you remember Limited 2?
I think they're still.
I used to love the Limited.
No, now it's Justice.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's Justice now.
Hyenas.
Oh, that's why it looks so similar.
Yeah.
Hyenas.
So I started there, and then obviously throughout high school, I had like other jobs in retail. And then at 18, I was a denim specialist at Barney's.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I went on to Fred Segal for like 6 years.
Cool.
And
Fred Segal.
I had no idea I could paint at all.
Yeah.
Until, because my roommate at the time, she started painting like obsessively every day. Like wouldn't even leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, can I cuss?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try this.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up a paintbrush and I was like, okay, not bad. And then I put it on denim. Because I've been around denim forever. I always distressed denim, and then I combined the two. And then one of my girls that I hired at Fred Segal, she asked me one day if I wanted to get my nails done after work. And I was like, actually, I need to, otherwise I wouldn't have. And she's friends with Black Chyna's nail artist,
mm-hmm.
who's also Black Chyna's best friend. So we went over to Lashton and Encino after hours. So it was just me, the girl I hired, and Chyna's nail girl. And then I was wearing one of my jackets, and then all of a sudden, Chyna walks in. So I was like, we started talking, and I ended up making her a jacket. We met 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell am I going to put on this girl's jacket? I've never made like anybody a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
She had just launched her emojis. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, for show. I'm going to put her face because she's obsessed with herself. And I was like, what am I gonna write? So I started like scrolling on Instagram through her captions, and I saw one that said, that'll teach him. And I was like, I fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, sassy, it's for sure her. So it's her face,
mm-hmm.
and it says, that'll teach him.
Oh, cool. That's
she wears amazing. It the next day and announces her pregnancy with Rob.
Oh, perfect.
Well, sort of. I mean, I had my PR remove my name from that because it looked like it was a stab at the Kardashians.
Oh.
Because it's like, that'll teach them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean.
The universe put that together, not you.
Literally everybody started sliding in my DMs after.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's made
big I made literally so many f***ing jackets.
Yeah.
So many, but it was worth it, you know.
She made me one. It's like one of my favorite jackets in the world. It's like I told her just to be creative, and she has one day when I walked into her house, like the first time I ever went over to her house, she has this painting in her house, and it's like this, it's like a butt, and it's like a girl like pulling the thong with her fingers, and she's pulling it out of her butt, and it's like a, isn't it a cheetah?
I mean, yeah, cheetah thong.
A cheetah thong, and like
we love
it's just
cheetah
so
print.
Cool. So I loved that, and like I was obsessed with it. I was like, I want you to put that on a jacket. So she put it on a jacket in the hands, like on that one. She has like sparkly.
She had like nails and stuff.
Yeah.
So I,
so I don't like fake nails, and I like all my rings. So she made it on my jacket. She has no like fingernails, like natural ones, and then I think it has nail polish on them, but then all my rings on my fingers. My jacket is so amazing. I love it. It has all these sayings. Like, she'll make it like for you, like for your brand, and it's just like crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then do you do it for the public as well?
Yeah, I do custom inquiries for sure.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So not just celebrities.
No, and I feel bad because so many people like ask me like, do you only do it for like celebrities and influencers? I'm like, absolutely not. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to be famous to rock a jacket.
Yeah.
You got to pay for it for sure.
Yeah.
But like... Yeah.
So design your jackets. It's awesome.
Yeah. And it's cool. And like a lot of people just trust my, you know, creative out. Yeah. And just let me go ham on it.
I feel like that's what makes it so special is like it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was so excited because she doesn't let you see it until she just calls me. She's like, oh, my God, girl, you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
And like, I want someone to make me a jacket.
I know.
I'll make you one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll make you one.
Oh, okay.
I'll make you one.
This is the exchange. Yours is going to be a lot better.
Oh, my God. Stop. Yeah. I had one friend, Tori. She made me a jacket.
Oh, yeah. And did you like it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I did.
Oh, okay.
I love you.
Yeah.
No, I did. Love you.
No, I did.
Yeah, it's and that at that point too, it's like, it's also a gift, a sentimental because it's so thoughtful. Like you have to put so much thought into everybody's custom stuff.
It's intimate.
Like, yeah,
for sure. It's just so crazy. She's such a good painter. Like literally, she can look at something that she wants to duplicate onto it, and she just does it. It's like, how are you doing this? She's so talented.
It's just you have to train yourself. Yeah. Like I spent a lot of time like actually looking at something and drawing it out while not looking at the paper.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you just have to have that. Like, it's like, I think...
You need the talent, too.
Yeah, you were born with that, and then you finally found it and unleashed it.
It's crazy that I had no idea.
Yeah. I think that's the coolest thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, if I sat down with a paintbrush, it would look like...
But that's how I thought.
Third grader, probably.
But that's how I thought.
Let's give it a go.
You never know.
You never know unless you try it.
I know. I know my handwriting's really bad. I like the worst handwriting.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. You're like, nope, mine's great.
No, actually, I don't like my handwriting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
At least, I mean, I can read it, so that's good. Serves a purpose, right?
Then you're fine. Yeah. If you can read it, then there's a problem.
Do you have siblings?
I had to think about that for a second. I am an only child from my mom and my dad, but I have two step and then a half brother.
Do you consider them, like, family or?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're family, but I mean...
You're not like super close?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not super close at all. I'm really close with my parents though.
Yeah. I guess I have a sister-in-law and a brother-in-law. That's what it's called, right? When your parents remarry and then the other person has kids already.
Uh-huh. Step.
Really? Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, in-law is like...
I was like mother-in-law.
In-law would be your husband's sister.
But yeah. I met them like once or twice, but they're older and they have their own lives. So I like never really was able to like create that like relationship with them. But if I see them, like, hey, like, what's up? But it's not like me and my sisters.
Do they live here?
No, my whole family's in Florida.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But like they're my stepbrother and my stepsister. Which is so weird to say because it doesn't feel like I have those.
Yeah.
They live in New York.
Dope.
So like I'm.
Yeah, it's always hard when you like meet like them at like such an like you guys.
Yeah, it's
when
hard.
When you're kids, it's like so easy to adapt to new people and just like, oh yeah, this is my sister, this is my brother.
Yeah.
But when you're old, it's like, okay, what? You're not my sister or my brother.
Yeah. It's weird. It's an adjustment, you know, because you're already like.
But you feel like you're an only child, or you?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, I've been treated like one my whole life, you know? And I'm really close to my parents, so.
Mm-hmm. Were you spoiled growing up, or was it kind of, because that's.
Listen, it's to an extent, but I always worked.
Yeah.
So like they taught me, you know, discipline, they taught me.
Which is great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I don't expect anything to be handed to me by any means.
Yeah.
Do I, you know, do we go and splurge? Bridges, maybe once in a while, but
I feel like that's what I mean with an only child. If I had one kid, I mean,
oh, game over.
Yeah, probably. I would say I wouldn't, but then you know, once you see the baby, like oh,
what do you need? Like, let me give you take our dogs for example.
Yeah,
you especially. You have a stroller.
Do I have everything for those damn dogs?
Yeah,
they're my babies.
It's true. Mine are my babies, even though they're crazy.
What type of dogs?
Well, I have Louie, who's a
designer.
Well, actually, he's from Compton.
Yeah, but the name.
Yeah.
Was after Louie.
Actually, he's from
Compton. No. I rescued him when he was a year old, and
oh, I love that.
I rescued him because he came from, like, he came from Compton.
Yeah.
Like, legit ass lived there.
Yeah.
And he's a poodle Bichon.
Oh.
Nuts.
Yeah.
He's so smart.
And he's so funny. Yeah.
He's so smart. It's scary.
Poodles are known to be very smart.
Yeah.
Smart
dogs.
Yeah, I
have a poodle too, and he's very smart.
Yeah.
And then I recently got Pablo.
Oh.
He's from Mexico. Straight off the border.
Like it too. Yeah.
My friend's dad owns property in Mexico, and he, this guy was selling this little puppy.
Aww.
Like, he snuck him under his seat across the border.
Aww.
So I have him now. I have no idea what he is.
Yeah, some mix.
I think he's like a golden retriever, Australian shepherd, coyote, wolf.
Oh, it must look awesome then. Those are like really cool breeds.
He's really cool.
Yeah,
he's
really
a bigger dog.
Smart. Yeah, he is bigger. He's skinnier than Louis, but taller.
Yeah.
And Louis just.
I saw him for the first time.
What do you think of Louis?
He's very, remember I said he's gotten fat?
Okay, he got a haircut.
You know, he looks fat.
He got a haircut.
So it was the hair that did it.
Yeah, I told you that. I tell everybody that. So I hate when they call my dog fat. He's not like, fat.
No, he was a little chubby.
Do you know how much hair he had? He has a lot of hair.
Nothing's wrong with, I'm not saying like he's obese, like it's unhealthy. He just looks like he's been eating good. No.
He doesn't overeat though.
She's like very sensitive.
She's very
sensitive about her dogs. We have one of our friends.
Her baby.
One of our friends, Naz, doesn't really like Louie. And
she threw my fucking dog at my bar cart once.
She threw your dog at the what?
My bar cart. We're sitting on the floor in my living room.
Maybe you have to explain what a bar cart is.
Yeah.
You know the bar cart?
The bar cart. Yeah.
Okay. So we're sitting on the floor in my living room and like Louis loves attention. He loves sitting on you. He loves, you know, being pet.
Oh yeah,
he's all over you. And Nas is just like, oh, Louis, get off. And she like actually threw him.
Oh.
Yeah, this has been like a hard moment for you.
I can't even talk about it.
She's like, I don't know what to talk about.
I give her shit till this day. I'm like, did you just throw my fucking dog? What's wrong with
you? Was it like an aggressive?
No, not like a fucking. Like
yeah,
a,
she's
not
like. Hey.
Our friendship would be over.
Yeah, I'm saying she's pretty sensitive about them, so it's like something like that would be like.
It was just like a move, and I was like, "What the f*** are you doing?"
Yeah, you're like, you don't move.
So in your head,
I'm.
You threw my f***ing dog.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. She's just she loves Pablo. Yeah. I don't know. She just has this.
Louis
like,
a lot, but he's so cute.
Did you have dogs growing up?
Oh, so many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever you have a dog growing up, you always end up, or animals growing up, you always like end up needing that in your life.
100%. Mm-hmm. I love dogs. Like I want to like start a foundation.
Yeah.
For them. Like yeah. I really.
Plantation of dogs. That's like my mom's dream.
Dude, for real. Yeah.
I love dogs.
She's like, just put me on a plot of land.
With like 1,000 dogs.
Yeah, and I'll be good. And I was like, okay, I'll work towards that.
Yeah. I'll work towards that.
Yeah.
I get that for you, Mom.
But also, like, with loving dogs so much, that has to be, like, a requirement in any relationship that you're in, too, is, like, if you don't love my dogs.
Oh, my God, it's so weird that you're saying that.
Why?
Because the guy that I'm seeing, like, the reason why another, like, I've been friends with him for a really long time, and we've become, like, best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then this, like, lovey-dovey feeling just started blossoming.
Oh.
Because I guess we put down our wall. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yes. I don't, but. I'm like, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I'll tell you later. No one knows him, but he can handle me. He can handle my crazy and my dogs. And that right there, money.
Yeah.
If you can handle my
dogs. Oh, so this is a happy story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, and he couldn't handle my dogs. And
I got rid of him. He can handle it. They're a lot, though.
That's, like, seeing his interaction with your dogs is probably, like, how you just love him even more.
Yeah.
Just,
well,
like,
his dad actually is the one that gave me Pablo.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But he's just
kind of his son.
So he's Latin?
The dog?
No, the boyfriend, because his dad was in
Mexico. Oh, no, he just owns property there.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, they're Israeli Moroccan.
Oh, okay. We're finding out more details.
Yeah. Like, give it to us, so come on, I feel like you're holding out on us.
Like, getting serious.
Really? That's so exciting. It's such a lifestyle change, too, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my past relationships.
Not good?
Well, you know, the last one that I was in, the long one, I looked at it as kind of like codependency.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a the biggest hot mess I've ever been in for way too long. And
what made you get out of it?
My sanity.
Yeah. You're like, all right, I'm not myself in this relationship.
Oh, it took away everything. Like when I started my company, like he got jealous of it, and just because he wasn't established himself. And that's, listen, that's not my problem. Mm-hmm. You got to get your mind right before you can be with anyone, and you got to love yourself.
And the thing is with you guys, is like you guys will break up or whatever, and then you think that you can be, because you like
would past tense,
would
way past tense,
but would you guys would like break up. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be like, okay, I want to be his friend. Let's be friends. You kind of let him back in.
He can't be my friend.
And then you realize you can't, because then they get crazy again, you know? Yeah. When you break up and you think, okay, it's over. And then you want that person in your life.
It wasn't even the attraction. It was the fact that it's like, you know, you're waking up with someone every day.
Yeah.
You're going to bed with someone every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's like hard to adapt to them.
Exactly,
being gone.
But that's
so
where the codependency comes from.
Then you want them in a little bit and you let them in, and then they get crazy again. And
fucking
then it's
nuts.
Like, crap, why did I let you back in? So then you have to get them out again. You have to, like, get out of my life again. And then it's just crazy. Yeah.
If things get so crazy, would that make the breakup really difficult too? Or is
this person had a hard time facing emotion and dealing with emotion. So his escape was just leaving.
Oh.
He's completely unstable.
Yeah.
Like, to the fullest extent. And, you know, there's a lot of people that go through that, though.
I mean, I almost prefer that, him just leaving, than just going crazy on me if I tried to break up. I'd rather just be like, oh, you just made that really easy.
Yeah, but until they come back and try to, like, get it, you know what I mean?
Swindle their way in.
Yeah, show up. Yeah. Unannounced.
No, this is what I was doing. I was working on us the whole time.
I mean, there
was
definitely bad, you know, fights and stuff. But
yeah,
there comes a point where it's like, all right, who do you care more about, this person or yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want? You know you're not going to marry this person.
Yeah, so why?
Exactly. Like, the person I'm spending time with now, if I don't see a future with them, I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah, because what's the point?
Yeah, you get to a certain age where it's like, all right, that's kind of like husby material.
Yeah.
You know?
What would qualify for husband material for you?
Okay, let's see.
Like, I got the list.
Husband material, honest, 100%. Honesty is key.
Number one.
Communication.
Number one also.
Because without communication, like, you have not, like, you can't do any, like, there's no moving forward.
It seems to be like the summary of every conversation we have. Communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have like fatherly instincts for sure.
Yeah, because you want a family.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want kid. You want a single only child? Or you want
multiple? Well, like low key, I went to a psychic.
Yeah.
For the first time ever. Which, by the way, this chick is insane. Because everything she said so far is happening, and I'm tripping out.
I'd be a little bit.
I was so scared.
I have like a viewpoint on that too, because it's like also when you go to a sidekick and then they tell you things, you have that energy that you're putting out into the world knowing those things, and it's more likely to become true because of that energy that you're putting out there, like manifestation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. But, yeah. No, that's true. It's just, she gave me like certain dates that some things are going to happen.
See, that's a little bit more detailed.
That was scary.
The timing on that is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So... you know, you have to make me laugh. Someone is just easy, you know, just chill.
Yeah.
Doesn't cause problems. You know, someone you can be yourself around, be comfortable with, and just
doesn't try to work you up for no reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone who literally you could like lay in bed with forever. Or just, you know,
do nothing.
A small errand is like the best time ever.
Yeah.
You have to date someone that you have fun in the grocery store with.
That's good.
That was my quote.
Yeah.
But the thing is that like with him, he's also like, he is a creative genius.
Mm-hmm.
I've never.
The two of them
together.
That's what
you were drawn to.
That's like 100%. His mind is just like, and as an artist, and I've told him this, he inspires me. Because his mind is phenomenal. So it's funny because I was talking to this videographer on the phone the other day. And I was explaining to him like what I wanted for the video, but you know, I don't know the ins and outs of the whole video technology,
the editing.
Exactly. And, so without even saying anything, I was like, hold on. And I give the phone to my mans.
And he just,
And he literally said everything I was thinking.
And
I think that's
what I felt. She's so turned on. She's like,
no, because it's just like you're in my mind. It's crazy. And like in the morning, he's like, what'd you eat for breakfast? Waffles? Yes, I did. Like, what'd you eat last night? Pasta? I was like, yeah. And I don't really eat pasta.
Yeah, because I'm like,
the waffles, I could tell you that. But the pasta.
I'm a big waffle girl.
Yeah.
I goes, but yeah,
he gets you.
It's scary.
And I feel like almost in the past, you guys haven't been able to really, because you guys are both creative geniuses, like so intensely, that it's like kind of scary for you guys to come together. But I think this is
good. Sometimes it is hard for two really creative people to be together, because sometimes there's creative differences as well. And usually those differences are really passionate.
Yeah.
So sometimes that could create a lot of conflict. But
with you guys, same
page.
Yeah. And also it's like he's like a creative genius, but he also has like a whole company that has nothing to do with anything involving, like,
he knows how to keep it separate from
so this is something he does for fun and just like
it's like a hobby.
Exactly, like music too. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's insane.
You're so in love.
Am I?
Yeah, the way, like, even just you talking about it and you smiling and your body language, you just,
and
like,
how happy I can see
you
in
went
your eyes.
You went from being just like lounging here talking about this is what I'm doing to like
I know, she goes from like boss bitch, like I don't give what are we talking about today, to
yeah, but that's for sure great, though. Like, that's a beautiful thing. Like, that's what people search their whole lives for, is just like somebody to love, right?
Yeah, but it just comes so unexpectedly.
That's always when it happens the best time. Yeah.
It's like, I'm still trying to like wrap my head around it. We both are. Like, when did this, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Because maybe, because they've known each other forever, so, and they've always been really good friends. They've always,
like, we hooked up for 2 years, like on and off.
And it was kind of like,
but in your head, you weren't like, you're like, yeah, we hooked up, but all right.
He's still, he's like my best friend.
It was like hooking up, and it was kind of like, no passion. It's probably like, you know, like when you, it's passion, but not like, oh my god, I'm attached to him. It's kind of like tooted and booted. Like, that's still my friend. We're going to have sex. Let's do it.
That's your
but
new
something
slogan.
Happened. Yeah, something happened. It was like, I think it was a great time. It kind of makes me think about that guy. Remember when, like, when someone's not being the feminine or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But at the, I mean, maybe mentally or maybe timing, like the world wasn't ready for you guys to have that passion yet. And
maybe
now
you had
is.
To get stuff out of your system. You were in a relationship before, right? You were friends when you were in a relationship or no?
Yeah. So my f***ed up relationship was a long time ago. And then I started seeing this other guy.
Yeah.
And the guy who I'm seeing now, he actually was seeing another girl.
Oh, okay.
At the same time, which is so weird.
And then you guys...
We finished around the same time too.
And you guys broke up with your other... Did you hook up while you were with the other
people? No.
Yeah, you're like, loyalty.
No. Yeah, no, I don't do that.
So you guys broke up with your significant others and then, or whoever you were dating.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey.
We just started talking. I mean, we just, because we were always friends.
Yeah.
So we started hanging out and then.
I think it also gave you like another level of like connecting too, of like, yeah, I broke up with mine. Mine did this. Oh, like it's...
Yeah, well, low-key, I didn't even know that he was seeing anyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, maybe he's always had, like, a crush on you then, right?
Because... We've always... There's always been...
Chemistry.
Chemistry, for sure, between us. Since, like, since day one.
Yeah.
And...
Well, which, hence, your friendship, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. There's always been chemistry. But I think, you know, he put his wall down. I put my wall down.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Then you peel the layers.
For me, being friends with both of them, I'm always telling her, you're so f***ing stupid. Just be, they literally
everyone
are perfect
says we should
for
be together.
Each other.
Everybody.
They're literally perfect for each other. Like, I don't see them not being together. I'm like, you guys are so stupid. Just, I'm like, just f***ing love each other already. Like, what are you waiting for?
In time. Yeah. Anything that you rush comes crashing down faster. Mm-hmm. That's what I realized.
And plus, you always got to do it from your own.
Yeah.
Like, you got to feel it.
We, oh.
Yeah, it's felt. We felt it. And we're feeling it. Are you scared? Excited?
Everything. Yeah. I'm everything.
Because you risk... Oh, go ahead.
It's just like, I don't know. It's, you know, I guess the fear comes from, you know, now you're at a point where you can lose something that you really, really, really love.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary.
Yeah. But I think even... And it's easier said than done, but going into a relationship, especially with somebody who was your friend before, I feel like if they relationship for whatever reason was ever to end, that you are more likely to remain friends with that person than have like a bad breakup. Just because you go in as friends beforehand.
I don't think it would be bad. And I talked to him about this. He said, if God forbid anything were to happen, I think it would be from both of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just scary because, like, the other morning, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but the other morning, we were talking about, like, love, and he asked me, like, do you love me? And it's weird because he loves chills.
Yeah.
So I was giving him chills that morning.
Yeah.
And,
chills, meaning chills, like
tickles on the back. Yeah. So I wrote out something on his back super fast just because I was being weird in my own head.
Yeah.
And I just wrote, I think I'm falling in love with you. But he didn't notice it because
And then he just asked that question right
now. It felt really fast.
Yeah.
And then we were laying down and he was like, and then he asked me that. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
There's no way. I wrote it like in cursive.
Yeah.
Like a 5-year-old in cursive. And wow. I was like,
you guys are just that connected, though.
It's crazy how connected we are.
Yeah.
I feel like I could talk to him telepathically. No, try I'm kidding.
It.
I'm kidding.
Try it.
I'd look crazy.
Imagine.
Echolocation. That's how bats talk. Echolocation.
You're a bat.
I found my prey. I found my way.
What are you talking
about? Echolocation. I played this game when I was a kid, like, for school, and I learned about the bats from songs.
She's talking about love, summer, and
being echolocation.
I don't know what that means.
Like, it's the vibrations. Yeah. Like, bats talk through vibrations. So it's called echolocation.
So you guys
I find
like,
my prey.
Bats and dolphins over there.
The songs, I find my prey, I find my way.
Okay.
Echolocation.
Find my prey, find my way. Well, I'll try that.
Yes.
Let you know how it goes. Maybe I should like.
Always learn the most.
Let me think
song.
About having him call me. That'd be so weird.
Do that. So weird. All right. Yes.
Okay. Manifest that.
Manifest that.
Well, I think he knows I'm like busy right now, so he doesn't want to interrupt. But that would be really trippy. Call me
right now.
He's call like, me
hey,
right now.
I'm sending.
Did you want me to call you?
What's he text you? He's like, hey, should I call? Do you need me?
That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
But no. So, yeah. So
what'd you say?
So I was like, my heart started beating really fast for sure. Because it's like, oh, my God, what the f*** is going on right now? We're actually talking about this. So I was like, I'll just write it on your back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay. So I wrote.
You wrote it in Arabic.
And he's like, like I'm 12.
Yeah.
T, I think I'm falling in love with you. And I was like, what about you? And he's like, turn over. So then he wrote on my back, I think I am falling too.
Aww. You guys don't think, come on. You guys know.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah. Downplay
it
a little bit.
I think you always say things too, because it makes it a little like sweeter and like less like aggressive. Yeah.
I'm falling in love with you.
I'm just like, I fucking love you.
Romantic. That was super romantic. Look at you creative romantics.
Just like, writing on each other's backs with their fingers.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But that's just such a cute way to say that to each other. Only artists would think of that.
I know. You guys are like artists with that. Like just cursive.
Let me paint.
No,
paint
that's super
sweet.
Paint
me like one of your French guys.
And that's so like, that is super intimate too. Because it's with touch. It's with speaking, hearing, feeling.
Guessing.
Yeah, emotions.
Guessing.
Yeah, all that.
Dude, so sexy.
Yeah. After a good start.
Yeah, I mean.
How long has it been?
Like this?
Yeah. When was that?
3 months. I'm kidding.
When was that I love you? Like, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Oh.
Last night?
No.
This morning?
No.
Yesterday
morning? Last week.
Last week.
Oh.
Don't ever let anyone finish. I'm like, guessing. But we've been feeling like, you know, something for the past several months.
But it's a whole different feeling once you say it.
Well, we didn't really say it. That's the thing.
So you also have that to look forward to, too. Like, you
I'm not
so
saying
much.
It first.
That,
he's going to say it first.
I can't wait to hear the story with the fact that you said it first. You're just going to come back and be like, because sometimes you just blurt it out.
Dude, that's always how it
he's
happens.
He's actually blurted it out by
that.
Accident.
Oh, really? Sorry.
Like, I'm like, did you just say I love you?
He's like,
I call him out. I'm like, hey,
that's,
what? Bye.
That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah. That always happens.
And I just, funny enough, because he sleeps over a lot, and I got him a toothbrush while he was gone,
And then last night.
Is this permanent residence toothbrush?
So last night, I was like, I got you a toothbrush. He's like, you're saying it's so nervous. It's so cute. And I was like, I'm not nervous. I got you a toothbrush.
Yeah, and then you change your whole demeanor.
You're like, I got your toothbrush, bro.
And he used it this morning, and it was really cute.
Aww. And that's the one that's there. And then every time you go in the bathroom in the morning, you're like, huh.
And then you guys break up, and then you put it in the toilet?
No.
And you clean it, you put it all in the toilet, and then you put it back?
Would you do that to Bennett?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll do worse things if he pisses me off.
Oh, I would just throw it out.
Just throw it out.
No, I'll be like, come get your f***ing toothbrush. And I put it in the toilet, and then I give it back to him.
He would you would probably be like, I'm just going to throw it out. He would go and get it and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can't trust that.
That'd be really funny, though.
Depends on why we broke up. Like, if he f***ed me up.
Yeah, imagine like, you did something to him, and then we broke up.
No.
Bennett and her are going to get married.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's such a good guy.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
You guys are going to get married. I already know.
She said that from the first time we started dating.
Yep.
She loves his hairline.
It's the hairline.
Really?
Yeah. I've told you the story, remember? With the hairline, when I see him in Delilah with the hairline.
I didn't know it was because of the hairline.
Oh, he's so cute. There's multiple factors.
That was the first thing that she saw. Then she saw
the hairline before the face?
Yeah.
She's like, well, he always has hair. He always had hair.
Can
in his
you
face.
Imagine? Like, I want him. I like his hairline.
Yeah, it's.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
What's like the number one thing that turns you guys on about like a guy? Physical attraction.
I like the back
physical
of the neck.
Physical attraction.
Yours is the back of the neck.
And I kind of like a guy with nice big hands.
I like a guy that like strong. Like
muscles?
Yeah. Like can like
pick you up and throw you against the wall and f*** your brains out.
Preach.
I'm just the one who's saying it. I mean, she's like, I'm like.
Make sweet love and.
Okay. Yeah. Angel. Devil.
No.
I'm saying what she's thinking.
But
so.
It's something like super sexy. Yeah. I mean, when you're attracted to somebody, like for me, like what else are you going to use them for? You know?
Facts.
Yeah. It's like, all right, like. Guys today with muscles, like, all right, like you're not, unless you have a job, like construction worker, or you're doing things like actually, like he's a personal trainer and my guy's doing that stuff. So it's like, yeah, he needs those muscles, but.
She's just trying to put him to work.
Yeah. It's like, all right, how can, like in the daily life of a normal human being, like we're not cavemen anymore. Like it's not really like necessary to have these like massive muscles, but. Where else are you going to use them but in the bedroom?
True. I mean, I wouldn't say to the guy who just, like, took it way overboard at the end. I would say mine. It was bad. I was like, I went to the gym with him once and he started, like, cussing up the weights. I'm like, what the f*** are you
see,
doing?
See, that's, like, yeah, I don't want like, those kind of muscles. Like, I don't want
fake.
Roided the out. Hormonal.
Oh, I caught him. I said bye.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's a natural.
Yeah. Well, he's a personal trainer, right?
No, but he doesn't. You can be a personal trainer and still do roids.
You can tell if someone is by their personality.
Yeah. No, I can tell about how, like, this. I mean, if Johanna's here, he's like, yeah, I love this. No. I can always tell because the skin texture, a lot of guys break out when you
like
have.
Crazy, yeah.
Break out like crazy. And it's like the type of muscles, like, it doesn't look natural. It looks like too
inflated.
Big.
Inflated.
Yeah, it literally looked in the, and it looks like weird. It like looks a like beef. It looks like beef jerky. I don't know. They look like dehydrated or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it depends on how much they're abusing it. You know, you can do a little steroid. You can do a lot. Yeah. It depends on how much they're dosing.
The only reason, like, I wouldn't want to date, like,
they get crazy.
Yeah,
the roid rage. It's a real change. It's a true thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I grew up with a dad on steroids, okay. So I know.
You know more than me, for sure.
You both can know.
We both know.
I don't want to know.
My dad never watches
I don't want to know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, actually, no, he's not.
Okay. Well, it's like, I mean, some guys do it for themselves for, like, bodybuilding. A lot of guys have to do steroids for to compete because the other guys are doing it, and if they don't do it, then they're not going to win.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, that's their business.
And like me, it's like I started competing. I wanted to do it. My goal is to be Miss Olympia, and then I saw, I went to, like, a national level to compete, and then I saw, wow, I'm tiny. Like, I'm never going to be able to compete against these girls because they're all on steroids.
Yeah.
So dude, those girls are insane.
No, they're on steroids.
Please don't ever get
even
like that.
Bikini. Even bikini girls, they're crazy big. And people nowadays, I have people commenting, like, rumors going around that I'm on steroids.
Listen, I've told you this time and time again, but before we get into that, I just want to say what my physical attraction is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Okay, say it.
Sorry. I don't know, something about a man's forearms and their veins showing is like, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's...
It's so sexy, especially when there's a tattoo or two or three or four on it.
Oh, you're just, you're like, I can see that. Weirdly enough, I understand
that. You
know,
it's so weird though. I would, and veins like... If there's like a needle going in a vein, I will faint.
Dude, I hate that. Yeah. I hate that.
See, this is why nobody should ever be self-conscious, though, is because people have like the weirdest like
things
attractions. Like your biggest flaw could be like your future wife or husband's like biggest like...
Right, and then you do something to fix it or you hide
like
it or something.
Like the sexiest thing
and then you miss out on someone who would have loved you for that.
Yeah.
Everyone has different
embrace
things.
Those forearm veins.
Forearm veins.
There we go.
Do you think this is sexy?
Do you like that?
I can't even see my veins because of the... I need
that's
to
you want what you can't, what you don't have.
I'm kind of veiny for sure. I mean,
she gets defensive.
I don't want to be the one with the veins. He has
look at
veins.
This is like a good people are always like, oh, you
if
look like
I
you have
saw
a good
my
thing.
Veins if I saw veins that I think are hot on me, I'd go to the doctor. Something would be wrong.
No, I'm asking if
I don't
think
want
I'm
that
sexy.
I'd be like, I'm turning into the Hulk.
What? Summer just wants you to tell her that her veins are sexy.
Your veins are sexy.
There you go.
Do you like his hair pushback? Can you tell him his hair looks sexy pushback?
It's so funny. We just had him on our podcast.
Yeah.
Really? Aaron Samuels?
Mm-hmm.
His name's
Jonathan. He's
really good. Yeah.
So fetch.
Mm-hmm. What's he doing nowadays?
He just...
You have to watch the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You have to watch the podcast.
You got
to
see.
Yeah.
Or listen to it.
But listen, watch, whatever frills the rope.
But does your new boyfriend, love of your life, have...
Wait, are you guys like girlfriend or boyfriend even?
Well, yeah.
Let's just say...
I think I'm falling in love with you.
We don't need titles. We're like... Yeah. Come on. We're 27 years old.
Yeah.
I don't need a title to confirm my relationship with him.
Or your feelings.
We're definitely not hooking up with other people.
Yeah.
If we were to, it'd be over. So that's that.
Does he know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we've, like, we're not allowed
to. Oh, you had a discussion like
that. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So it's not.
So you guys are dating. That, to me, that's
absolutely.
Dating.
But it's not so much like, you're right. I wouldn't, like, in a new relationship, I wouldn't be like, will you be my boyfriend? Like,
oh
so
my God.
Like elementary almost, you know?
That is, though. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Can I be my girlfriend?
But now it's more like,
you're not f***ing anyone
we're
else,
together.
Huh?
It's more like, we're together.
Yeah.
This is like, we're...
It's a mutual understanding.
Yeah. But it's good to have that conversation, though, and be like, just so we're not confused.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've
and
had
no
that
excuses.
Conversation. And he makes me feel really secure, you know? He'll tell me if, like, a certain someone, like, reaches out to him, which, like, I appreciate you telling me for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, he's not hiding anything.
Yeah. He's like, by the way, this person.
Like, yeah. I honestly didn't even need to know that.
Yeah.
But he tells me because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And I respect that a lot.
I think that's really cool.
We'll see.
Yeah.
For sure. He's great.
Well, with love in the air, let's dive into the honey pot. Our honeybees write in their diary entries, and we try to give them our best advice. So
yep, I'll go first.
Wait, so are you guys giving me advice?
You're giving them advice. Oh, ooh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, you're giving the guru. Advice. She loves today.
Giving advice. So these advice. Are questions from
fans. Like, we have an email.
Oh my diary God. Diary at ohhoney,
diary.com. Send it.
You might want to read the first one, Summer. The second one is lengthy.
That's why I just said that. You can, like, just said that.
Go
I said,
full throttle. The first one. Oh, yeah. Don't hold back. They can get crazy.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay. Fan question one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. Okay, so I'm currently absolutely confused AF. So my cousin and I got into an argument about a year ago that caused a lot of problems to the point where we haven't fixed things till barely January of this year. Her boyfriend got into an argument and basically has been hating me still and hates it when we hang out she hangs out with me. However, she basically reassured me that she doesn't care what he thinks, but I went on her Snap and seen that she changed my name to something really bad, and I know it was me because I seen the bit emoji. IDK, how to make it, because this has been happening since we became cool again. And she's basically picking her boyfriend over me, and I pretend that I'm clueless because I know she will not admit it to me, and she doesn't want him to get hurt and would rather let me be confused and look stupid.
All right, so the situation is that the cousin is
choosing her boyfriend over her cousin.
Yeah, basically.
Let her.
Yeah.
Do your own thing.
Yeah.
Cousin needs to understand that blood's thicker than water. Mm-hmm. It's chicks over dicks. Mm-hmm. Always.
Just learn the hard way.
Until you're married.
Yeah.
Then it's a different game. But, yeah, she shouldn't have to prove herself to her cousin or her boyfriend. Her boyfriend sounds like a douche.
Yeah.
I would literally just focus on yourself and your girlfriends and, you know, maybe meet with your cousin one day for lunch or something and say, you know, you have one family.
Yeah.
You're going to have many boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave you with that. You decide.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, leave it up to her of what she wants to do.
But she should not beg for a relationship with her cousin if her cousin...
Oh, yeah. Her cousin has to want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a couple.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, that's family, though. It's, like, also just, like, knowing your cousin's making a stupid decision. Like, it's, like... unconditional love, right?
You just care about your family so much that you don't want them.
That's probably why she's not saying anything to her, because she's trying to appease the boyfriend, and then at the same time...
She should say something to her.
Yeah.
She should.
Just bring it up and be like, hey, I see you doing this. Like, I see you saying mean things about me. Like,
write a letter.
Yeah.
Writing it out always helps. My dad always taught me that.
Maybe write the letter and then throw it out and then go and talk in person.
I don't know how serious it is, but
definitely
explain how you're feeling in a calm manner.
Yeah.
You know, preferably in public so there's no screaming.
Yeah. Well, that helps.
Maybe they will scream.
Like at a coffee, a little coffee shop, sit down, movie moment.
They just need to talk it out.
Yeah.
Movie moment.
Yeah. And I feel like... Also, it's like if the boyfriend is that, I don't know, some like toxic relationships can last a long time.
Yeah, he sounds pretty possessive.
Yeah.
Like that's your cousin.
Family.
That sounds like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah, so much drama. But that's the thing though. It's like that's always going to be in her life. So she kind of does need to figure it out because, you know, her family's tied in so many ways with one another that it's really... If you're going to, like, disown a family member, it's, like, it better be for a strong reason. And I feel like this isn't that. It's just your cousin, like, being caught up. And obviously the cousin still cares about them because she's not being upfront with, like, what she's doing with her boyfriend behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't truly feel that way. She's just acting like she does.
For the boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had best friends in that situation, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we all have growing up. And you just consider it like your cousin's your best friend, you know? What would you do for your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
It hurts, but, you know, you got to explain how you feel.
Yeah.
And then if she can decide what she wants to do with that. Mm-hmm. And you just got to give her space if she wants to choose a boyfriend. She'll come back around for sure.
Yeah, and age really matters. Like, if this was, like, when they're in their 20s or when they're, like...
I doubt this is in their 20s.
No, this seems like a little...
Sometimes it does happen when they're older, though. Like, I've seen, like... People mature at different stages, too. Yeah. So,
I think boys, based, well, you could be right, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, some girls are still learning through it. But it's just, like, all a maturity thing, too. And I think her cousin needs to mature a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And find out what's important in life. Because, you know, cutting family members off because a boyfriend doesn't like them, that's a little It's a little immature.
Sounds like a really shitty boyfriend.
The whole kind of, like, situation sounds immature. So it's just like, it just means that they need to just, they'll grow and probably look back and be like, remember when I...
Remember that horrible boyfriend that, like, made me hate you?
Yeah. That's probably what's going to happen. There's so much stuff that happens when you're young.
But it's real for them now, so talk it out. And let your cousin know how you feel. Let her know that you don't like her talking behind your back and doing mean things to you, because that's not nice, even as to any human. And, yeah, if she decides to still stay with him, just distance yourself and do your own thing.
Isn't it crazy nowadays we have so many different reasons that could, like, make us, like, oh, she changed my Snapchat name. And she, there's, like, when I was a kid, there's no reasons to be mad. It was just, oh, they're talking crap about me, or, oh, so-and-so said that they said this. Now it's like you can see all these crazy things, like you can unfollow each other on
Speaking of Instagram, I heard that they're removing likes and comments.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, is it going to make the world back to normal? Think about it. Because people, like, people feed off of...
They're not going to... Hey, remember when Kanye went on that huge rant that he wants it not to show how many followers you have? Like, it still is going to show how many followers you have.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't know. That's an interesting question, because some people do love engaging. Like, it goes, like, both ways.
It's engaging, like, is definitely a job.
But I don't think it's saying that you can't...
It's hard.
Yeah. Are they saying you can't like photos, or is it saying that it won't show them?
No, like, it doesn't show.
So they can still like them, right? And the other people, you can see who's liking the photos.
It's not visible publicly.
I think it's saying that's not visible. So
neither are the comments.
Yeah. I don't think it said anything about comments, only likes.
Well, that'll probably stop people commenting just to get a top comment.
Yeah, I want
it. Right? So, I mean, you'll get those, like, really genuine comments out there. But that won't affect, if you can still see comments, that'll still, like, encourage people haters. And, like, people can
comments
still...
are what they can really say mean things to about.
I just wonder, like, what's going to happen after Instagram?
Yeah, there's always something.
Did you see Black Mirror?
Yeah.
You know that episode?
Yeah.
That's
the rating one? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's where you get ratings for what type of human
that's
you are.
That's so scary.
Yeah. My whole thing. They have that already. Look at Yelp, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, through your eye, like, actually rating a person.
Yeah.
And you, like, can't do
that person's
things.
Not allowed to go to specific places.
They're doing that in, I forget which country they're doing it in, but I think somewhere in Asia. They're, like, already implementing that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm done.
This is the thing, like, about, like, a new social media app coming out. Like, what can another app do that Instagram can't? Like, they already have live video. They already have, like, and I'm not saying that it never can happen. I just want to understand what's next, because they do everything. Mm-hmm. And then if they saw another app doing something, they would just steal it from them. They stole from Snapchat, you know, like, the filters, everything. They just take
it. I think it's
going to
be,
Facebook
internal.
Is so huge. Mm-hmm. Like, you know Facebook is so huge. Facebook owns Instagram.
But people
so they're, like,
always
untouchable.
They always look for that cool niche thing. Like, it's like, okay, what's that cool niche thing that nobody else is doing? And then people start doing that, and then that grows momentum. But eventually, that app would be bought out and put under the umbrella of, like, the...
It would just be added to a... Because
I mean, that's just
the thing,
how, like,
if Instagram wasn't owned by Facebook, I would be like, well, maybe Instagram can
you
be
know what?
Kicked out. But it's owned by Facebook, the biggest... thing, like, billions and billions of
dollars. I mean, there's still Google. Maybe Google's scheming.
Dude, it really trips me out. This whole world reminds me of the movie Josie and the Pussycats. Do you remember that movie?
I've seen it, but
with Tara Reid and...
I like, vaguely remember this.
It's like, ooh, red is the new pink. Or, like, let's get this Starbucks Frappuccino. It's better than coffee bean.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, but...
my God. Every time I go to the mall, I think of that movie, because it's just, it's true. It's like, everybody wants what everyone else has.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's like, but that's been going on.
It's been going on, of course, but now it's to, like,
but
a
the
whole
thing is,
other level.
Everything's been going on. All the things that are in the world today aren't new things. It's just that social media amplifies it and brings it to light.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think social media is all bad. Like, I think
not at all.
I think it's a great way to connect
it's
the world.
It's just that people always have to surgery to an extent isn't bad. Everything in life isn't
it's
bad.
It's marketing, number one.
Like, everything isn't bad. Pizza isn't bad. All this stuff isn't bad to an extent. People always overdo it. Social media is bad when it's overdone, you know? Yeah. It's like everything, if everyone did everything in moderation and didn't take it so extreme, it wouldn't be bad.
Here's the thing. When you become famous on Instagram, you know, you build your following, but people who start, you know, another business or companies do things because of their following. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? They're set. I think about, you know, some, like, no offense to anybody, but some of these models, okay? They're Instagram models. God forbid, what happens when Instagram shuts down?
That's something that they need to plan for and think about.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, you have a following, but, like, get into, like, you know,
I wouldn't recommend for anybody to put themselves underneath a platform like solely that could one person, one seat, like you're not your own boss at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, as long as you think that you are, it's not. That platform, that's what happened with Vine. Like, the people that stayed on Vine and didn't go out to other platforms, they kind of disappeared with the app. I mean, and that's what, you know?
And the thing is like, the Instagram model, like, a thing is, like, they're always modeling for other people. Like, they're getting maybe 10K here. Maybe if they're big enough, maybe a couple hundred K here and there.
It's not about your income. Like, you guys, you have a shit ton of followers, but you're established in your own ways outside of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I started as an Instagram model. I could have stayed just doing brands. Exactly. I could have stayed just doing the same thing, but I want to evolve and I wanted
to do
more things.
You guys know what to do.
Because it's business-oriented minds. A lot of people don't have it and they think, oh, I have a lot of followers. Oh.
It's entrepreneurship.
They don't look to the future. They think that this is, it's not even IG models. It's just other influencers. It's people doing skits. It's people doing everything on there.
I think some people, when they first start to, especially I notice, like, the people that, like, you know, hustle and rise, like, or rise up really quick, they just start to do it for the likes.
Like, yeah. They put, like, crazy things up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not longevity.
Because they're not looking at it as, becoming an entrepreneur. Yeah. I look at you guys as entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And just like what you said.
You have a huge following, but you did something with it.
Mm-hmm. And just about what you said about, when you do it too quickly, then it falls quickly, like, when you get fame too quickly, it's going to go quickly. It's going to go just as fast as it can.
Well, that depends on how you work it.
But unless you do something with it. But a lot of these people, it was just
they're just not smart.
And then
about
they did something, and then they don't do anything with it. It's just like, you look at Cardi B. It's like, there's a lot of people who will come out with hit songs, and then they don't do anything because they're like, oh, I made it, I'm famous. Cardi is like, she's like, oh, I'm going to put out another hit song.
But even with Cardi, though, even with that first hit song, she put in so much work. But that honesty and that, like,
realness.
Yeah, like, that's what, you know why I think the timing was great for her, too? Because social media was full of a lot of, like, blah. It's like everybody's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And Cardi came out and she's like, this is who I am and I'm just going to own that and that's fine. Yeah, and that's what people craved because they're like, oh, a real human being.
Right. Like, because celebrities, like rappers and all, like, they're put on this crazy pedestal that you can't reach them, that you can't ever see. Like, you know, they're like, they're not human. They're like some alien force of, like, some, like, you know, it's like Cardi's like a real human. It's like, oh, wow, she's real human.
It's crazy how people, like, view, you know, rappers and musicians and stuff because it's like,
but that was like old school. Now the biggest
really
people are going to be people
talent.
Who are humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really good at what she does.
Exactly.
Yeah. But she put in a lot of work on the back end before that hit song. And
no, people don't even know how long she's been grinding. She's been literally
grinding
for a long time.
Like, that's building a foundation, though. Like, even though some people don't see it until the masses see it and then you start hearing about it more, that's like a strong foundation under you.
That's also acting, because have you ever been watching a movie and you're like, oh, that's a huge, and they're playing like a tiny little role in a movie that you didn't even would have ever known who they were, but they're huge now, but they were doing these little movies that you didn't even realize until now you recognize them. I mean, they're somebody, now you recognize them, like, oh, I didn't know they were in this.
Yeah. It's with everything. Like, you know, you got that opportunity through doing the jean jackets and then it blew up. And then from there, you put in the work and you did it the right way.
Oh, I had to make a lot of free jackets to get to where I'm at, for sure.
Yeah. And now you have a like your own business and you're an entrepreneur and it's still going because you did put in that work.
Yeah, even though my Instagram got deleted last year, but it's fine. It's all fine.
You weren't able to get it back?
Oh no, that's gone.
Really?
Yeah, it was hell.
Oh my gosh, how'd it get deleted?
I don't know.
Really?
Well, I had this one issue with like this, I drew this bulldog.
Yeah.
And this lady who's like 40 something years old came at me saying, that's my bulldog from a children's book. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to Google how a bulldog looks.
Yeah.
But I completely changed it up. I added a crown and everything.
Yeah.
That was just all bad. Worst anxiety attack of my life that day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because my platform, you know, it's a huge part of my work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Aside from, like, the other things I do.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a lookbook.
Yeah.
You know, marketing. Yeah. That's what's scary.
Yeah, they can be all gone.
I know. Thank God for Facebook.
Well, that's the thing. Just gain your audience, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I did.
I think that's, like, something that everybody should take away from it, whether you're a business or... Well, if you're a business.
Yeah. No, this was like actually 2 years ago. I gained it all back already.
Because that's the thing that's crazy. It's like even like big people.
Not just like gain followers, like get that data of your audience.
For sure.
And like so you can continue to engage with them outside of platforms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy nowadays. Even huge brands are using Instagram and stuff to market. It's like so
you're going to be able to actually purchase on Instagram.
Yeah, I think you already can.
On a couple like Gucci and I think Nike and stuff. I think that's so sick.
Yeah.
It goes back to the thing we always talk about, like malls are dying.
Oh, malls are dead. Mm. Done. Everything's e-com. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But what makes it so fun too is those drops, those like, you know, it makes it so everybody
but
has
what
like
are
a variety.
Kids doing? I hate online shopping, not going to lie, because I want to try it on, I want to see it, I want to feel it, I want to feel the material. What are kids going to do when malls are gone?
I feel like stores will always exist because you always need to be able to go and grab
something.
And
what about like middle, like what about other places? Like there's a lot of places in the world. Like we are in LA and we're in like major cities and stuff. But what about middle of Kansas? Like other places that are just like not so, there's no Uber or Lyft or anything there.
Think about like the 1920s, okay? What did kids do for fun then? And then our time, after school, we'd go to the mall. I mean,
I just play in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
no, but I'm not even talking about going to the mall. I'm talking about people go to like stores and stuff. There's not everyone on the internet doing things. Some people might not even pay for internet. I'm saying like we live in a world where we're like, oh, everybody. But then there's a lot of people that are still living. They're watching cable. They're paying a cable bill. They Hulu. They have no Netflix. Yeah. They're like living like how they've always lived.
Like
so it's not the whole world.
Mormons and shit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well,
like,
it's true.
But places in the middle of nowhere.
But like a vast majority are on like social media and Facebook.
Even tribes and stuff.
It's so weird. When I go to Colorado, I'm like, oh, I'm going to Postmate. Can't Postmate there.
They don't have Postmate there?
Mm-hmm. But they probably have like Grubhub.
In Denver, in the big city, they have it. By like the suburban town
different towns though have different forms of Postmates.
No, I told my siblings about like Postmates, Uber Eats, all this stuff. They had no idea what I was talking about.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. This was like a year ago, but yeah.
Well, they have a lot to look forward to.
That's crazy.
Or not, because it depends what you like. Really I love
lazy.
Ordering food. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's dive into question number 2. Oh, honey.
Oh, Hannah.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
So, okay. So I met this girl in Wisconsin. I live in Michigan. On a visit with my cousin for a summer fest. So we met when MGK was playing and hung out the rest of the night and met up the next day. And fast forward a month, I came back to go camping with her and her friends. Goes well, we start dating. Okay. So we went to a concert, start dating.
Wait, are these two girls? Or a guy and a girl?
I come back to start camping with her. Oh, we don't know. It sounds like it could be a girl talking about a girl or a guy talking about a girl.
Probably a guy or a girl, whatever. All is good.
Yeah. Now, the whole relationship, I didn't really have any complaints about her at all. I never was like, hey, change this or stop doing that. I also never really had much to complain to her about, and she saw this as not opening up or showing my feelings. The whole time I was with her, I would take care of her. When she was at school, I'd be taking care of her animals and cleaning. When she was sick, I bring food and give massages. That aside, now let's hear what I don't understand. The week before we broke up, one of the days I was at her house the whole day
and she kind of ignored me. Said some petty remarks, all in all, got under my skin. Near the end of the day, she started ignoring me again and just sat and talked to her brother who lives there as well. On the ride back to where I was staying, I kind of got silent, and so she started questioning me with what was up. And I tell her that all day she was being petty and ignoring me. She f***ing lost it, throwing a huge temper tantrum about how she didn't do nothing and how everyone is always telling her that she's mean or being rude, her exes. Then at that point, I'm shooketh, and I don't know what to say. So I shut up, and I didn't say anything until the following day. So question, what the f*** happened?
She's over it.
Yeah.
100%. And I'd say that with, like, the utmost sincerity. I'm really sorry, but I've been that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just, like, don't
want it. That was really weird. She's, get out of it. Yeah. You deserve better. Well, actually, well, I was the good one in my relationship. But
that's not really. Aren't we all?
Yeah, but no, but I was. But it's, like, it's, you're hostile towards someone because you're holding this resentment towards them. You know, and it could be for no reason.
Yeah.
You're just, you're loving, you're caring, you're giving, and, you know, some people don't know how to handle that. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, some people are just f***ed up, and they want to be treated f***ed up.
Yeah.
And this girl sounds like she wants to be treated f***ed up. She doesn't deserve a good guy like that, or girl.
Yeah, who's doing all these nice things for her, and then she's just always being.
Just get out of it, trust me. Once you get out of it,
you'd be like that,
and you start ignoring her, she's going to come running.
Yeah.
Hands down. I'll put money on it.
And then at that point, you'll be like, no, this is.
And then you realize, I don't really want you anymore.
Get out of it while you can. And you know?
Yeah.
Time is everything.
And like, you can't get that back.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only thing that pisses me off
about my past. But you learn a lot from those relationships, too.
Oh.
You just wish you would have learned a little bit quicker.
No, I feel like I'm like, I have armor around me. Like, no one can f*** with my mind.
Yeah, you're like, stronger.
If I see anything, bye.
Mm-hmm.
No. So, you know, you just gotta leave.
Take that heartbreak, but it'll make you grow.
Yeah, I think if he leaves now, he won't necessarily be heartbroken.
Yeah.
He'll be sad for a little bit, and it's okay to feel sad. Yeah. That's what some people don't understand.
He'll have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
He'll be
You're
like,
supposed
I don't
to feel these emotions because that, when you feel them, you grow through them, you know? Like, good, take that time to be sad. You're going to go through the hurt stage, then it's going to turn into an angry stage, and then you're going to be like, all right, I'm fine. Literally, that's how it goes.
Time heals.
All.
All.
It's crazy.
Time heals all.
Oh, everything.
And before we end the podcast, we got some gifts.
Woohoo!
It's
I
like
love
Christmas,
Christmas
over here.
Wait, is this one mine?
No, those are Amanda's. I told you. You're gonna have
those. Those are
Amanda's. Summer already has these.
Oh. No,
they're both Amanda's.
Oh, they're both Amanda's. You gotta,
no, open the box.
Oh, the box.
I get all
the
gifts.
This?
The one that has the S on it.
We need a box. I'm just going to start opening my gifts. So
this is from this
is
my line.
Oh, that's what you're trying to say.
This is your line.
Yeah, and then the boxes are a collab
I have all those.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love it.
Thanks, Hannah.
So cute. I love this. Oh, and the neon.
Yeah, I already have it, but you should have just taken my stuff in my house and wrapped it up for me.
You should have done that.
I'm just kidding. Oh, my gosh.
So I gave you a mom that one to wear with the pants.
I love this. Yeah, the it's like the tracksuit.
Wait, is that one says S or A? That's A? Okay, that's you.
I get more? Ooh. I have another.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Keep going.
I love this.
I didn't even get this.
Yours.
Yeah.
I know, I love Christmas time. Yay, this
is so
my
fun.
Favorite
we love doing podcasts.
Wait,
where are the bottoms? You guys, all of our listeners that's wondering what's going on right now.
Guys, this isn't the one I wanted. This isn't the one that, what's his name, said that he was going to get.
Which one do you want then?
I want this color.
Summer,
of
you can't take things. And
oh, that's
like,
in.
I did the photo shoot for this. This is what I deserve the things.
Oh, okay, so I love the slogans on these. Guys, we just got some amazing, super cute stuff. I know our listeners are like, what is going on right now? But Summer and I just basically got gifted her whole line. So where can they find this?
On my website. Where am I looking?
Sofotis. Yeah, right here. But we'll put it.
Sofotis.com.
But for our listeners.
Sophodes.com.
S-O-P-H-O-D-E-S. So check it out and you'll see all the goodies we got. We're so excited.
And we're
going
to put the link.
Yeah.
So come to the YouTube video and find the links.
Yeah. Or just type it in.
Or type it in.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching our podcast on YouTube. Make sure you hit subscribe.
And
check out all of Sophia's stuff. She's an incredible, super talented artist.
Amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, we're loving this. So thank you.
It's been fun. Thank you guys for having me.
No, we're so happy you came and did it. And then we're so happy how in love you are. We're really happy.
Oh my God,
you.
I forgot. Shit.
What? And then also make sure she's in love.
And it's all in video. Now we have it forever. We're going to show him.
Make sure you download our podcast as well. Apple Podcasts, the Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, download ours. We love you guys.
Send in your stories to diary at ohhoneydiary.com.
Perfect.
Love you.
Oh, honey.
Bye.
Oh, honey. Diary LLC makes no warranty or guarantee as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information and recommendations presented in this podcast are general opinions only.
This podcast should not be considered professional or expert advice. Reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own discretion.
Oh, honey.